Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
There was a second there where it felt like you guys might not do it. Like, finally the audience is like, no, we're not going to say it. Also, first time ever, empty seats in the front row. What is that about? Is this the shyest group of people? Have I yelled at the front row too much? Nobody wants to sit in it anymore? Is it this guy? Does this guy smell real bad right there? Yeah, there you go. You gotta fill up the front row. Oh shit, everybody's moving up. Okay, I didn't mean to cause this anarchy. Stay where you are, everyone. Settle down. But thank you for being here. It's, of course, Meltdown Comics once again here in Los Angeles. I could hear them when I was talking, and then they stopped, but the crickets are in effect. Yeah, there's a cricket in the room, so anytime it gets quiet, we're going to hear it. It's Monday, January 30th, 2017. What's the name tag situation tonight? We've got Jason Shine?
Jay Sunshine.
Jay Sunshine, I apologize to you and your family. What's that one? I can like see through it because of the light coming from behind. Oh, it's Nacho Libre?
Nico Libre.
And you're Nick?
Yeah.
Nico Libre. I like it. Aunt Manthony?
Yes.
And your name's Anthony?
Yes.
Okay. I swear to God, there might be... Okay, there's enough. There's more name tags than guests, but it's close. I mean, I don't want to complain about, you know, the people that are here, because you guys are here. But, you know, Los Angeles needs to fucking step up, because I get premium guests here in the Los Angeles shows, as you guys that are here know. And, you know, I can't have a bunch of empty seats in the front row and three name tags. This is my call out to Los Angeles. Get it together. Tomorrow night. Oh, wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. I had a great time last night in San Francisco at the, as part of SF Sketchfest, we did a premium episode of Doug Loves Movies. It should be available on iTunes in about a week in the comedy album section for $2. And it shows up on DougLovesMovies.com like even sooner if you want to get it there. Doug plugs. Tomorrow night, Doug Loves Movies is across town at the UCB Franklin location at 9:30. And then on Valentine's Day, I'm going to be in San Diego. A big fan of the show that comes with a lot of shows here, named Chelsea, asked me, yeah, you know who you are. She asked me out back, is it worth it to go to the San Diego show? I was like, I like to think so, but you live here and we do lots of shows here, so you could probably skip it. But if you want to go down there, it's Valentine. I mean, I can't think of a more romantic thing to do than to go to a basement comedy club in downtown San Diego and watch me and three other nerds talk about movies. That's some sexy ass shit right there. Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm going to be there February 16th doing stand-up, and then February 18th doing Doug Loves Movies at Good Nights. And all of my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com. That's pretty good. Because a lot of you were like, oh yeah. He mentioned that recently, that we should do that. And we'll see if that catches on. The prize bag. I got a beautiful bag that says Semen Hole Hard Rock Hotel. And yeah, the Semen Hole Hard Rock. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Yeah, that's the best thing in the bag. This is weird. This is like a cocktail shaker thingy from the Wii Network. And I had it like in my like wet bar area of my kitchen for a little while, and then I was like, I'm never gonna fucking shake a cocktail in that thing. We got some rolling papers. I grabbed a bunch of lifesavers from the Uber that I was in earlier. Because I know a lot of people are saying boycott Uber. I'm saying take all of their mints. When you ride in an Uber, take all their mints. We got a peacemaker pipe, and there's something else good in here, I think. Oh, a lighter. That's not that great. Some rolling papers. Oh, here's the other thing I wanted to say. That's not it. That's just a picture of my face. Oh, Audible. Our friends at Audible, Audible sponsored SF Sketchfest, so we're happy to participate in that. And then they also gave out to a bunch of people at Sketchfest a free audio book, and you know, a code to listen to a free audio book. So I grabbed some of those and I put one of those in the prize bag. All of that is going to be Someone's Tonight, in addition to the stuff brought by my three terrific guests. We got one newbie and a couple of oldbies. Please give a big, warm Los Angeles welcome. I don't know why I had to say Los Angeles welcome. I'm really down on Los Angeles right now. Also, the fucking weather, man. Like, it is so nice outside right now. Let's just go outside and let's just do this in the parking lot. Let's just have a big smoke circle that's also a last man Stanton game. And if you miss, you have to leave, you have to go home. And we get to continue to smoke your weed. That would be a fun thing to do just anyway. But we got three great guests. Please give a big warm welcome to Melissa Staden, Ken Reed, and Scott Thompson.
Yeah.
Let's meet everybody individually. So far, you're all so polite. I like this already. Starting with the person who's never been on this show before.
That's me.
And did I say your name right the first time?
No,
How do you pronounce it? Staten?
Staten.
Staten. What did I say? Did I say Staten?
You said Staten.
Well, you know, Staten Island is one of my top seven favorite islands. And so it's hard not to say that. But also Staten is a name I'm not... Anyway, Melissa Staten is here, everybody. It's not what you'd call a common name, Staten.
It's a German name. It's a very common German name.
In Germany, it's common, but like, yeah. Have you ever met another? I mean, I guess maybe you have because you're extra focused on it. But you're my first Staten.
I don't know any other ones.
Yeah.
Or my sister and my family.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
My first Staten sounds like it should be an indie film.
Okay.
Just about a guy that dates only one last name. Yeah. And yeah, okay, I like it. You are one of the reason that you caught my attention is you're in a motion picture documentary that I enjoy a great deal about your ladies basketball team.
Yep.
Is that the right way to say it? The Pistol Shrimps, you guys. You guys know the Pistol Shrimps?
They're all liars.
We've had your play-by-play guys on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
And Aubrey Plaza did the show once before.
She is no longer on the team.
She's out of the team? Why?
She's a traitor.
No, really?
She went to her sister's team.
No, she didn't.
Well, she broke her Achilles or something last two seasons ago while
right.
She was playing on her sister's team.
Oh,
after our game.
Okay.
And so she's like, well, I'm going to play with my sister's team.
She was on two teams?
Well, yeah, she cheated. She wore a wig and she and she played on her sister's team. And that's when she got injured, so she couldn't play for a year. And then she's like, well, I'm just going to go to my sister's team.
Oh, she got a karma injury.
Because in the movie, they talk about her injury, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they make it sound like when she gets better, she's going to be a pistol shrimp again. But
nope.
No, what's her sister's team called?
They're called the Spice Squirrels.
Spice Squirrels?
You know that cafe?
What the fuck?
Is it?
I'm so angry at that name.
Is it a real league?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's real. This is all real.
Municipal women's... We play at Pan Pacific and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, there's a whole documentary about it. You know, and Aubrey Plaza gets a lot of attention in it because she's, you know...
Of course.
Arguably the most famous of the Pistol Shrimps, but there's a lot of great shrimps. And it's a really... The whole team's really fun. And then also the play-by-play guys have a podcast where you can listen to them talking about these ladies' basketball games.
They know nothing about basketball.
And they know nothing about basketball or ladies, probably. So it's all of it. Just I'm delighted to no end by all of it. And so I'm very happy to have you here.
Thanks.
And yeah. Do you know what's going to happen tonight? Do you know the particulars of this show?
Some questions about movies.
Yeah, that'll happen. And also, you know, there's a point where you have to pick a name tag from the audience. You have to pick somebody that you want to play on behalf of.
Okay.
And we'll walk you through all of it.
Thanks.
And also, there's really loud cricket in the room. So don't let it. Have you ever played basketball with crickets in the room?
I like that it's...
That's like she took a pause so just to emphasize that there is indeed a cricket.
But is there a team called the Crickets? There must be a...
The Comedy Club Crickets.
Do you know what a pistol shrimp is?
Is that a dirty term? For
no. Something?
Is that like a clitoris?
Yeah, it's like...
Clitoris! Is that what it is?
No, a pistol shrimp is this weird shrimp that when its enemies come around, it like can fire off... What is it that comes out of it?
It's like an air bubble.
An air bubble.
It farts
out. But it's like it's like a pistol. Like
it's like a sonic boom.
It shoots at its enemies. Like, get away from me! And so that's they name the girls' basketball team girls, ladies, the Pistol Shrimps, which is another thing I love about it.
Have you ever seen
it? I never knew about Pistol Shrimps until I saw that.
So what does air do when it hits you? I mean, does it?
Well, they're underwater first of all.
So they drown in air.
Does it like bring them to the surface or something? Or
when they bake in the sun.
When they blow the bubble at you, you jump into it and then you rise up to the surface.
So it's like an elevator.
Yeah, it's just a breathing apparatus.
It's called elevator shrimp where I'm from.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a sea cucumber's defense?
I just love that you just said, did you ever see a sea cucumber's
defense.
I've sea seen cucumbers.
Sea cucumbers. Yeah,
if they freak out, they shoot their own guts out of their body, like they shoot them out, and I think it kills them. But when it's a bad defense,
they die when they do it. Like yeah, I'm going to defend myself and die at the same time.
They just turn inside out as a defense.
Like I'd rather kill myself than let you do it.
You can't fire me. I quit. But as kids in the beach,
take these guts and shove it. So that's Ken Reed, everybody. Our friend from the Boston area of this country and the host of the TV Guidance Counselor podcast.
Indeed.
And I just want to get right to it. It's kind of an elephant in the room. It's a big box of TV guides in the room.
It is, yeah.
You brought like 40 pounds of TV guides.
Yeah, this is like two children's worth of TV guides. There's about 200 TV guides in there from the West Coast collection that I will not be bringing back to me in Boston because of Trump's executive order. There was a weird clause in there that you can't travel with TV guides. So I'm not flying them back. So this is for the prize bag. There's 200 TV guides from the 80s.
I have a collection of about 50 TV guides.
You're a good person.
From the 90s.
What, did you have your own subscription? Or were you just like, I...
No. I found them in a box on like Santa Monica Boulevard.
Just on the side of the road.
And then I bought some from eBay. And then so I have like all the 90s.
It's pretty great to have
it's
them.
It's really fun.
This is an instant collection.
Why is it great?
Well, Scott, let's meet you real quickly. Yeah. Let's introduce you to the crowd. Scott Thompson is here, everybody.
I still want to know.
Oh, I have a good answer.
I still want to know.
But just, Ken, just to show Scott the magic of, you're not familiar with TV Guide. They didn't have TV Guide in Canada.
Yeah, you could. If you were rich, you could get it.
Yeah.
But why would you want...
Like, rich people would have the TV
Guide. Why would you want channel listings from the United States if you're... Watching Canadian television.
Know what you're missing.
They have. I don't even know. It doesn't. Yeah. I don't know.
Other than the articles, there's some great articles.
Well, it's for the pictures, I guess.
And so these are just these aren't fall preview issues. These are just all the issues.
There's a couple of fall previews in there.
Oh.
But it's all the issues. The joke I always make when people would ask me why I'd have them was for alibis, because I would know exactly what was on when and could describe
what
I watched.
That's a great idea.
Because I'd be like, surely this maniac hasn't kept an issue from 1986. He's not lying. He was watching this Love Boat. He told us the whole plot. But they're fun to look at because they're made to be disposable, and that
and
means
great. They're not.
And they're not.
So are old diapers.
Yeah, and dead cats. And
yeah, wipe your ass with these, whoever wins them.
Toilet paper's also this.
I have a podcast about dead cats, too.
So you're giving this entire heavy box of TV guides to the winner tonight.
Yeah, and they could give it out to the audience, or also as the prize, I will carry it to their car for them.
And what is that? Is there like a t-shirt in there as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, there's some Ken Reed t-shirts and buttons and a CD, and I think that's it.
That's nothing, a little overkill.
Right. It is.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Is this just stuff you needed to get rid of from your
house? That is pretty much,
it's all part of his alibi building.
That's right.
I wish I brought an old juicer that I don't like anymore.
There's clothes in my size that I'd like to give to someone who's roughly my build, and there's a lighter and some gasoline. I'm not planning to fake my own death Fletch style, but...
Fletch faked his own death?
That was the plan in the original Fletch. They got him as a vagrant on the boardwalk, and they were going to have him be the body of the guy.
Well, that's what they wanted him to do, but he didn't do it.
No, he wouldn't go for it. They didn't pay him enough.
I just love that movie because I whenever I'm watching Beverly Hills Cop, I go, I like this theme, but I want it to be just slightly off.
Yeah.
And then you watch Fletch, and you go, there it is. Because in Beverly Hills Cop, it's... And then in Fletch, it's like... And you're like, well, pretty much the same, but kind of different. Another one that I always liked was... there was a comedian who played the piano, and he'd go, born free as the wind blows, Star Wars. Like, he'd point out that Born Free and Star Wars are the same. All right, so Scott Thompson is here. You live in Los Angeles now?
I just moved back 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's how stupid I am. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, really great timing, yeah. I can't wait to get back into America with all the shit that's going on.
Is your apartment available in Canada right now?
Canada is way too stable right now.
I know, and I left 8 years ago. I'm like, oh, God, a biracial president. You know what I mean? Gay marriage on the horizon. Things are getting that easy. I gotta get out of here.
No, we were on our way.
And now I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm a war comic.
We need you now more than ever.
I know, I do.
Bring your Canadian values to our world down here.
Someone's got to skate down the center.
We need it.
No one else is.
And a couple weeks ago, you were a guest on my Benson movie interruption at the SF Sketch Fest where we watched 50 Shades of Grey. And that movie is so terrible that you got up and left partway through.
I did.
What did it for you? Was it like a final straw?
No, I had an actual S&M movie at home waiting for me. Yeah, like waiting in my queue.
Yeah, it is the tamest fucking movie.
Like, I mean, an hour in and there wasn't even a decent spanking. I'm out of here.
The spanking might be in the next part.
Like, is that darker?
Like at the end of it's 50 Shades Darker. The end of the first one is like a cliffhanger where she gets into the elevator and he's like, are you going to sign my papers? And she's like, maybe. And then the elevator doors close. That's what you missed when you left. So you left because you were physically sick.
Yeah, I was sick. I had like flu.
You had a flu
stomach
thing
flu.
Going
yeah,
on,
I had a
yeah.
stomach flu, so I was vomiting, and the movie wasn't helping. No,
it was like
the
visual
movie wasn't helping to keep the vomit in.
No, and I didn't miss much though. I don't think so. But I'm definitely gonna go see Darker. Absolutely.
Will we be able to follow it?
I think I should.
Well, because in that one, the white oppressive guy, I think he has. Black Dick or something?
There's a movie called Welcome Home, Brother Charles. Have you ever seen that?
No.
That's the plot. It's a 70s blaxploitation movie.
It's a white guy with a black dick?
He gets this dead black guy's dick, and it possesses him, and he goes and kills everybody. It's like a horrifically offensive movie called Welcome Home, Brother Charles.
It was
like
How did I miss that one?
Yeah, we got to check that out. Yeah.
Has it ever been on TV? Is it in your guide?
I don't think it's aired on TV. It aired on TV in an edited version. It was 1 minute. He was like, is that Brother Charles? And then it was just the ending. It was a big like 42nd Street grindhouse movie.
Sounds good.
All right. I know of The Watermelon Man.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
we all know that one. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't make movies like that anymore.
They're going to start again.
Maybe that's...
I really predict that. No, there's a lot to look forward to. An actual underground's going to start up again. Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
How crazy would it be if...
It's definitely a boot to happen.
It'd be great.
If 50 Shades Darker was just a remake of Black Like Me, like the main character wakes up black one day and it just turns into Black Like Me.
Oh, what's the third one called?
What you mean, Darkest?
The third...
let's conjugate this movie.
The third gray book. Because there's probably three books, right? Because they say they're going to make three movies.
50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker.
50 Shades Darker, and then what could that last
Fade
one
to
be?
Fade to Black.
Yeah, everybody dies.
How about the third one's called Black as Shit? Black
yeah. Or we find out that The Notebook's actually the third one.
Oh. I like that.
They're a weird misdirection.
They don't have to make the movie. Yeah, the movie's already done.
They just redubbed The Notebook and release it. Different dialogue.
I'm enjoying Ryan Gosling, comedian. Oh. Like, when you saw Notebook and many of his other early movies, he was always so serious all the time, or at least romantic or whatever. But, like, the nice guys, I think he's so funny in that. And then he's kind of funny in La La Land.
He is funny in La La Land.
Yeah. He brings some personality quirks to it. Like, I like when he walks into his apartment and his sister's there.
Oh, yeah.
The take he does where he's just like...
He has an amazing deadpan. He's amazing. I thought he was great.
That might be the name of the next Shades of Dark movie.
Deadpan?
Amazing Deadpan.
Yeah. Just ignore deadpan past it.
Yeah.
All right, we got to talk prize bag. I know Ken brought a heavy thing.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody else's is lighter. Melissa, what do you have for us?
I have lapel pins.
You see, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Like, you brought the smallest prize ever.
It's
and Ken brought the heaviest.
This is my pin company called Patty LaPelle.
Oh, I've purchased things from you before.
You have?
I have, absolutely have.
All right. Yeah. So one of them is...
Welcome back to Weirdos Meeting.
You've mailed things to my home.
Oh, yeah. I know your address.
Yes.
This is a Blockbuster VHS of Gremlins to the New Batch.
Whoa.
And this is kind of a collection we just started. It's called The Most Important Quotes in the History of Film, and it's the mask saying smoking. Yeah.
Smoking.
Like, we're probably gonna do a Borat. my wife
for sure.
Austin Powers.
All right, I'll take those off your hands. That is like so perfect. How small they are. I love that Blockbuster. Such the detail.
You did other Blockbuster ones too. It was a Burbs
one.
Yeah,
the Burbs and Encino Man. We do a new one every like 200 to 300 pins. It's my life.
I would watch the Burbs and Encino Man like back to back.
Yeah,
so good. Brendan Fraser.
If that
so
could
good.
Happen, right?
Yeah,
I like Brendan Fraser in that. All right, so what do you got there for us, Scott?
Okay, I brought my graphic novel that I wrote, The Hollow Planet. It's the adventures of Danny Husk, my businessman character, as a sex slave at the center of the earth. Yeah. It's part one. There's going to be another one coming out if someone wants to publish it. No one wants to publish it, but...
Of course they do.
Well, we're in the back of a comic book store, so maybe we can get some action going.
Yeah, maybe they can put that, yeah. I don't even know if they have it. I'm too afraid to look because it would break my heart.
But they could just tell you it's sold out if they don't carry it.
Yeah, okay, I'm lying. I've looked. It's not there.
Yeah. So. The only one on the panel who's been in a movie with Brendan Fraser, I think.
Yes, I have. Yes, he's in Brain Candy.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
How did you get him?
He's Canadian. We don't have to.
Really?
Yeah. He's Canadian?
Canadians just have to show up.
Conscripted.
We just asked him. And if you ask a Canadian, they say no. Everybody will find out, and they'll be shamed. Yeah.
They do a scroll on the news every night of Canadian actors who said no to things.
That's true. No, he wouldn't dare say no. No, he's in it.
In Boston, when he was shooting that movie where the animals attack him.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might have been called Animals Attack Brendan Fraser.
No, that's not what it was
but
called.
They. Furry Vengeance. Yeah. The casting, I don't look anything like Brendan Fraser, but I was like the only one in Boston who was close to his height. So they kept begging me to be his lighting double. And they'd be like, it's all night, but it's $50. And I was like, I can't. I have things to do. And that's how few actors are in Boston now, that they were like, we need you to please be Brendan Fraser's lighting double for this movie. And I didn't do it.
Furry Vengeance takes place in Boston?
I don't know if it takes place there, but they shot it there. Yeah, you remember
they shot it in the jungles of Boston?
When that squirrel was like, look, you fucking loser. You fucking crossed me the last time, you son of a bitch.
So, Ken, as a Bostonian?
Yeah.
Did you see Patriots Day?
No, I was sickened by it, that they made it. But they wouldn't let them recreate the shootout in Watertown, Mass, because people were like, that was a year ago, and we got shot.
Yeah, kind of reset. Please don't do that same thing in the same spot.
So they built that town in two towns over, and I work in Watertown, and I was driving to work one day and drove through the fake Watertown and got very confused, because they literally built where my office is, but like... 15 minutes too early in my drive. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And the big lights tipped me off, but I was so confused. And I'll never forgive Donnie Wahlberg for that, even though he had nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, yep. Donnie.
I blame him. He could have talked Mark out of it. But Mark went on this tour where he would go to like hospitals with people with no legs that got blown up and be like, look, y'all, if I didn't do it, someone else would have, and they wouldn't have done it right. And I was just like, shut the fuck up. Like, no, like, you don't...
I hear it's not a bad movie.
It's okay, but he plays a fictional character that is, like, five different police officers.
That's what I was going to ask you, is, like, his character has to be there at every turn in the story, and it was a bunch of different departments and places that dealt with the whole
So it's a completely fictional hero character who, the scenes that I've seen, he's like, yo, I'm telling you, we gotta go find these Russian guys. And then he's like, yo, let Boston know, they'll find out. And it's like this, they're like,
I can't wait to see him in 9/11, colon, not on my watch.
Yeah. Where he plays everyone in America.
Yeah.
It's like an amalgam of everybody.
All right, so we got all the prizes squared up, right? We figured all that out. And somebody's going out of here with all these TV guys.
You could probably make a chair out of them, or...
They're great coasters.
They're really great coasters, yeah. I've been told by a person in the audience who thinks telling me things is cool.
If you have 200 drinks at home and you don't know where to put them, boom.
200 coasters. Let's talk recent movie-going experiences. Melissa, have you seen... What was the last movie you saw?
I saw Split.
Oh, there's the cricket.
You did?
Oh, it's on the floor.
There's the cricket.
Look at it, it's just wandering
it's right
around.
There. Oh, yeah, there it is. Right
kill it, kill it, kill it.
Oh, it's gone.
Back there.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. You just jiminied that cricket.
We cheered the murder of a cricket.
Oh, that was a wet one.
Man.
There'll be more. His family's
going to mention. I'm sorry, but I had to.
That's why global warming is happening. Yeah. That guy.
Because that's literally the worst bug for a comedy show. Like, we could have cicadas or anything but crickets. Yeah.
If it was a cockroach, I would say, let it live.
Yeah.
Not a cricket.
But also, like, why wasn't it just hanging out, like, in the rafters? Normally right you can't find a cricket. But this one was like, you know what? I'm going to try to get a little closer to the action.
Yeah. It was charging.
I really hate this show.
It was charging the stage.
It charged the stage? It was
I heard there were seats in the front.
Maybe he was one of our consciences that was going to tell us not to do something bad, and now we'll never know what it was.
Yeah.
Well,
R.I.P. Jiminy. What were we talking about, Melissa?
I saw Split.
Oh, yeah, okay. And you got through the whole thing?
I did. I'm not going to do any spoilers, but there wasn't really a twist.
It was a Shyamalan no twist?
There was a twist.
But it doesn't count as a twist.
But it doesn't count as a twist.
It's not twisty enough.
Like, they could have at least, like, after the opening credits, played, like, A Dog's Purpose. That would be a cool twist.
That'd be a fun twist.
Had Chubby Checker come out and start dancing.
Hit you with the twist right away. Yeah. Hey, the twist is this movie doesn't even exist.
Yeah. But like you're waiting for a twist and it's like wah, wah, wah. Like the Visit was really good. The last one with the grandparents.
Oh, you
like
that?
Yeah, I thought that was great.
All right.
Because the twist happened, I was like, oh. That's a twist.
But you know, what's the twist going to be in Split? Oh, he doesn't have 40 personalities. He has 41 personalities. Like,
was that
like,
the twist?
What are they going to add to it? But I heard
that guy
he
was
does
really
a good,
good
job.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's really, really good.
James McAvoy.
Yeah, he's good.
Well, there's a good twist at the end of Moonlight. Instead of getting fucked, he gets a pat on the head. That's a really good twist.
Good job, buddy.
Good job.
Talk shit about Moonlight.
That's
I don't know what's going on in the audience right now. I don't know if you guys have all not seen Moonlight or are just recoiling at the notion that was a massive spoiler. Okay, so it wasn't that. Yeah, there's still more crickets.
Yeah, his family's coming to avenge him.
Yeah, you cricket killers are not finished yet. There's more work to be done. That cricket was probably just trying to get away from its family.
He might have been a criminal on the run, and they're hunting him.
It's a cricket posse?
Yeah. They were to see little pitchforks.
For that cricket. What was the last movie you saw, Ken?
This is not a contemporary movie, but I finally saw Krampus.
Krampus?
From like 3 years ago.
It was. It wasn't this last Christmas, but the one before.
Yeah.
And now it's probably gonna. It's a. You know, you make a movie about Christmas, people will show it every year.
Oh yeah.
So that's a. You know, just a free tip to anybody.
Yeah, make a holiday movie.
Yeah, make a goddamn Christmas movie, and it'll get shown.
Unless it's a bad one.
Oh, really?
No, I like Krampus. It was good. But...
No, but I'm just saying, like, you didn't notice all the shit Christmas movies that play every year.
There are some bad ones.
Just because they're Christmas movies? With the Cranks?
That's true. Oh, is that the one with Matthew Broderick and the, the neighbors?
That is
Deck the Halls? Oh, that's terrible.
Danny
too.
DeVito?
Oh,
What's the one with Schwarzenegger and the toy?
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that you even said it that way. Everyone here was like, it's fucking Jingle All the Way,
that's
man.
That's a good one, asshole.
Why wouldn't you know the name of that?
Well, because I had a hypnotist block all knowledge of JTT out of my head.
My pin company actually made Sinbad wearing the male uniform from Jingle All the Way.
Nice, nice. Was that licensed from Sinbad?
Shh.
You might want to cut that out of the episode. Sinbad, very litigious.
Limited edition.
Yeah. yeah, Krampus isn't bad.
It's not as great
as people made it out to be, I feel.
I think it's still.
I wish it would have been a little scarier.
Yeah, scarier would have been good. It was always good to see comedians in a horror movie, which doesn't happen enough.
Koechner is money in the bank.
Yeah, yeah, he's great.
Adam Scott's great.
And I thought the end was kind of a cop out,
right?
When it turns out they're all dead the whole time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when they suddenly cut to the final reel of cop out.
Yeah, they show cop out, and then M. Night Shyamalan comes in and does the twist.
The ending's a cop out because they just chop in cop out.
This might be a crazy idea, but how much money would we make if we could get M. Night Shyamalan to record a 45 of the twist? And release like a Mondo limited edition 7-inch of him performing the twist.
The dance?
Yeah. Like the dude does
the dance?
The Joe Checker song.
Yeah.
The medical procedure.
I get it. I mean, M. Night likes to be in his own movies, so he probably also would like to be a recording star.
I'm sure he would.
So, yeah.
Is he in the split?
Could
M. Night? Does he do a?
Does he show up?
No.
Yeah.
He is.
Oh, he does.
Did you even see this movie?
Which character?
Is there a random Indian guy that wanders in and? Betty Buckley's assistant.
Oh, okay.
Is that his credit?
So yeah.
Yeah.
So she's sitting there drinking milk and singing about the moonlight and or midnight. Fuck, I fucked it up.
I wonder if anyone went
Cats
and saw the
reference.
If anyone saw the split thinking it was a Van Damme movie that was just him in the split for like 90 minutes.
Well, I thought I enjoyed both Jennifer Aniston and Vincent Vaughn in the split. What was the last movie you saw, Scott?
I saw La La Land this afternoon.
Today?
Yeah. At the Dome. I just thought it was such a Hollywood thing to do.
It's like homework for tonight.
Yeah, it was homework because I thought I've seen a lot of the big ones, but that one I hadn't seen, so I thought
that's
it was
important. That's the big one. That's
yeah.
Good. That's
and I really enjoyed it. I fell for it.
It's very fun.
No, I didn't really fall for it until Ryan Gosling. I didn't think Emma Stone was quite up to the task.
Really?
I don't think she's a movie star. I think
really?
Ryan Gosling's a movie star.
Wow.
I think she's mousy. And I thought that might have been the point. Oh, we can all project ourselves into her mousy little frame. I'm sorry. She's just.
I don't think she's mousy.
Well,
I guess.
No,
she fucking stands there and does a really, really awkward dance at the party when she's standing in front of the band. She does a lot. She makes a lot of. She really draws a lot of attention to herself in a weird way.
Yeah. I just thought she was too. I don't know. Maybe this
mousy.
Is the audience not to say it, too alternative.
Maybe
you
don't
know what I mean. I just thought, oh, she's gonna. As long as I thought she's gonna have bangs and black glasses and. I know I've insulted a lot of the women in this room.
You just described everyone in the audience.
You think they should have, you know, gone more the ghost world route?
I thought they should. No, I thought they should have gone more.
Glamour up.
Well, I thought they should have gone more like old Hollywood.
Suicide Girl.
Yeah.
I saw Gentlemen Prefer Blondes this week as well, and then I thought, oh my God, imagine Emma Stone in one of those.
Yeah,
movies.
Hot curlers.
She would just be, eaten alive by Marilyn Monroe and Jane Russell. I'm sorry, I'm wrong.
Scott wants a leading lady
she just
that can kick your ass.
She doesn't do it for me. She's not. I thought she was punching above her weight, and I thought that was interesting because usually it's the other way around. It's the men that don't deserve the gorgeous girl, but this was interesting because he was too good looking for
her.
Well,
I guess Doug's not bringing out his surprise guest now.
Welcome, Emma Stone.
She was here.
If you could see the booth, her face just dropped and she skulked out.
She's really talented. She's a very good actress.
I like her very much.
I also like
her when she shows up just as her. Like, I just like her personality.
Yeah, she seems like she'd be fun to hang out with.
She seems cool.
He's doing a kind of a riff on a classic old style leading man. I thought that was fascinating, and I didn't think she was.
Did you see Nice Guys?
No, but I want to because
it takes place in the 70s in Los Angeles, and it's really kind of fun, the parallels between the two movies. It's like kind of sort of the same character, like almost like a reincarnated, like the next time he's like has a more legit thing that he's into, jazz, instead of, you know, being a weird criminal guy. But
it's funny. He's really funny.
Yeah, I enjoy him very much, the comedy side of him. He's always funny when he's on SNL, when he hosts there. He's funny in sketches because he's just odd. He's kind of odd.
Yeah.
He's like a modern Christopher Walken. Can dance and has a slightly odd energy. And girls love him.
You're right.
What else you got?
Yeah, you're right. Girls have always loved him. Or Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Like a real man's man.
Yeah, exactly. A heartthrob.
Yeah.
I love Steve Buscemi.
There is a...
I know, but you're an outlier there. I mean...
I thought Ryan Gosling was funny in Drive. Like, he had, like, some weird, odd, funny, like, lynchy funny moments in that movie.
Yeah, but he's been in
lynching
been way
moments?
Too many.
Yeah. He was lynching, like, David Lynch type funny, you know, like that, like, you didn't see the full cut?
No.
They cut it in Canada. He's a white supremacist in that movie.
He's been in too many dramas is my issue with him, because I do think he's a funny dude. All right, so thank you for all of your honest, straightforward answers. And I think it's about time somebody tore down Emma Stone.
She's had it too good for too long.
Yeah, she's on a rocket to the moon, and somebody's like, nuh-uh.
Less easy, more A. You know what that means? She's an easy A. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
She just seems like a pretty babysitter. I don't know.
That's not a bad thing, though.
Yeah, I would be. I want to have children just to get her to be the pretty babysitter.
$12 an hour? That's it?
When she's like doing that audition scene where she's like pretending to be on the phone and she's like tears are welling up and those assholes, the assistant to the casting director like comes in and they talk and that is so real.
It's very real.
It's
too real.
It's crazy how that happens all the time.
And too real.
Yeah.
I thought it was too real. It is too real.
You went La La Land, not real, real land.
I wanted it a little faker.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously the getting out of their cars and traffic and dancing is not real. But the next time I am in bumper-to-bumper traffic in this town, I'm going to get out and jump around a little bit, see what happens. If I can get everybody to do it.
I'm glad there's an activity that's finally replaced the Everybody Hurts video reenactments. It's a little peppier.
Yeah, that was sad traffic people. Sad traffic zombies. All right, you guys, this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Each of you has to pick a name tag from the audience. There's twice as many name tags as there are guests.
We have to go in because to see them all, right?
It's doable. And just go physically grab one and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, everybody. You ever hear the saying, laugh and the world laughs with you? Well, I hate to tell you, but the rest of the world is laughing with or without you because they've already signed up for CISO, the ad-free comedy streaming service that gives you access to next-day late night, hilarious stand-up specials, and binge-worthy classics, including 42 seasons of Saturday Night Live and the entire Monty Python catalog. CISO also has tons of great original series, like a dark British comedy about a dysfunctional family in England starring Olivia Colman and Julian Barrett, and a fake reality show created by the geniuses behind Comedy Bang Bang and Reno 911. I know, Reno 911. I like to have fun with that. Plus, you can access CISO anytime, anywhere on iOS, Android, Apple TV, and almost any other device. Ready for the punchline? CISO is just $3.99 per month. No joke. The world will be laughing whether you join in or not, so you might as well get on board. So what are you waiting for? Go to seeso.com, that's S-E-E-S-O.com right now, to sign up for 1 month free with the promo code DLM at checkout. This is the best offer CISO has going right now. 1 month of laugh your ass off comedy for free just by using the code DLM. That's S-E-E-S-O.com. Promo code DLM. CISO.com. Promo code DLM. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, let's talk about it on air. We're back! So, Scott picked a pack of cigarettes.
He used prison rules in picking the tag.
But
this is like gold!
Man, I'm rich.
But it just says Camel on there. Your name can't possibly be Camel. What's your name? No, it isn't.
Seven cigarettes. That'll stop me from getting
seven raped. Cigarettes.
That's so, like 6 months of survival.
Yeah, six good months of you, not being Scott. Raped.
Or 6 months of being raped, if that's what you're into.
Okay, no, I'll need a few more for that one.
So what's your name, dude?
Cameron.
Stop saying that. It's not your fucking name. What is your name? Oh, really? Cameron's pretty close.
You were saying Cameron the whole time and we just kept hearing
it. Yeah, you might have been saying it. You might have been saying it every time. What's your name? Cameron. No, really? Fuck you! Your name isn't Cameron! I apologize, Cameron. But that's who you're playing for. And you didn't write a shithead on the back of those Camel cigarettes, did you?
Filters?
Okay, I see what's happening here.
So what's the joke?
His name is a show.
It's just a pack of smokes.
You've never heard before, right? No, it isn't? That's some existential shit. You're a big fan of this show?
Of course.
So what do people do with their name tags on the back?
I'm gonna win.
What? Oh. That's a good point.
Yeah. So I just took a guy's pack of cigarettes.
If he wins, it won't matter. Yeah.
Well, he's all not right. Getting them back, so there's that.
All right. But anyway, he was a quick thinker, and he just took out some cigarettes. And
yeah, there's no gag or anything.
Did you take one out, or did you give him all your cigarettes?
I'll give them back.
What?
What?
You're going to get them back?
Yeah.
No, he picked them because he's going to smoke them or use them to not get raped. What was that?
Yeah.
Or both.
Depends on how I wake up that morning.
Yeah, so those aren't yours anymore, my friend.
You got to get through
my friend Camel Run.
Let's not call it rape. It's not rape if you want it.
What?
Right.
So, people.
Oh, that's a good poster to take to one of these rallies.
And we'll make it a quote to Cameron.
Cameron says, rape if you want it.
All right, Ken, who are you playing for?
Well, appropriately enough, this is Sex Ed, and I assume that his name is Ed. But I picked this because he's a terrifying man who I was scared to walk past.
Oh, now I want to see him. Where's this Sex Ed guy?
In the back, he's a large gentleman.
He's back there in the shadows.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that scary, but just compared to the rest of the crowd,
He was the most scary person here today.
Yeah, so this is
so
a movie.
So probably not very scary at all.
So this is a real movie with Haley Joel Osment in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was called Sex Ed, so this guy did nothing.
He made an arrow pointing to the end.
He put an arrow pointing to his
name. Unless that's the real poster. A really weird poster. As a sequel to Ed. Ed TV. Yeah, yeah. Just his parents.
How they got Ed.
They meet and fall in love, and then they have a kid, and there's nothing else that happens.
All right.
Man, he aged badly.
That banana?
No, Haley Joel Osment.
That banana.
No, the bananas age very well.
It is. It's not even brown.
Yellow? No.
Melissa, what do you got going over here?
I have Emma Legally Blonde.
Yes, you do.
Is that Emma Stone?
No, it's Emma actually Legally Doug. Blonde.
Yeah, they put my face over Reese Witherspoon's face. Oh. And yeah, and I'm
going to
bend
it.
And snap.
Why is Einstein on there?
Yeah, why is Einstein?
And then this is, in the back, we put, they write down a shithead, because that's what I'm going to say if you lose. That's going to be their consolation prize, is I have to say that at the end of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Cool.
Yeah, she's saying that because it's a weird one. She read it, she knows it, but she's keeping it a secret.
Who's the guy with the dog face?
Yeah, who is that?
Albert Einstein?
No, it's on the dog.
On the dog, there's like a...
Looks like...
There's
a,
Martin Sheen?
That's not Martin,
Martin
Sheen.
Sheen. No, Michael Sheen. Martin Sheen.
There's another guy's at it too no. good.
It's Afro Sheen.
It's the
Afro
star Sheen. Of Wall Street, yep. Martin Sheen. No, but Michael Sheen is a guest on the show from time to time. But this guy, Napoleon Dynamite's never, John Heder's never been on. Well, you stuck his face on there? Just on the off chance, finally, he shows up.
Oh, has Einstein been on? Why is he on there?
Einstein, yeah.
He'd be a good guest.
I don't get that. You made some interesting choices there on that name tag. Emma Legally Blonde.
It's like the weirdest tribute to a
fallen
friend.
Why are you guys, you're all throwing your name tags down like we're going to start a fire.
It could have been anything. I mean, it's just
bizarre.
Burn
them all.
Yeah.
Could have been a hairbrush. It could have been his sock. Anything.
I'm just, if this was by the side of the road, someone would be like, how did that person die? Like, what happened? He's smoking a cigarette and Einstein runs out.
All right, the first game we're going to play is a little something called Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau. I'm going to let Melissa go first. This is because it's her first time on the show. And then we'll go to Ken and then to Scott. And the idea is I'm going to name an actor or actress, and you each take turns naming a movie you think might be in their top three of all time. Adjusted for Inflation by Box Office Mojo.
Oh, okay.
So basically, it's just try to think of a movie that they did that was popular. It's usually the best way to play it. Don't worry so much about the inflation thing. But it's you get 3 points for number one and 2 points for number two and 1 point for number three.
Like a potty training parent.
Mm-hmm. And... I disagreed with it, so we can move on.
I know. What? You get, do you regret agreeing with that?
You get 3 points for number one, 2 points for number two.
It made sense, sort of.
I don't know. I have no kids.
Okay.
It's just, to me, when your kids are doing number three, you should take them to the hospital.
That's why they only get 1 point. It's discouraged.
Yeah, it's bad. okay, so the first actor we're going to do tonight is a gentleman who is nominated for Best Actor in the Oscar, current Oscar race, Casey Affleck. So, Melissa, just name what you think would be in his top three movies of all time.
I haven't seen a lot of Casey Affleck. What's
right?
What's that movie he was in with Matt Damon where they're in the desert?
Do not speak, audience.
Ishtar.
Yes.
I don't think that was not very popular.
No, there was a movie where they were, it was a Gus Van Sant movie where they were wandering the desert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was brutally
unpleasant. And they don't talk.
Unpleasant.
They don't talk.
Not a lot of dialogue, just a lot of we're tired and we're in a desert.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in a movie with his brother where they play cops in Boston, or is that just...
He was in all the movies with his brother where they play cops in Boston.
Well, Manchester by the Sea is like...
Like, later in the show, we might play my favorite describe a movie game, but this game...
Titles only.
Is like where you have to say a title of a Casey Affleck film. If you can't think of one, that's fine.
What's that movie with Joaquin? Manchester by the Sea.
Okay, we're going Manchester by the Sea.
I don't fucking know.
And I'm very happy that you get to go first every time.
It's going to be a disaster.
In this game, because I think you deserve it. Ken?
Going Good Will Hunting.
He's going Good Will Hunting. That's one of those ones that he did. And what about you, Scott? What do you think?
Damn it. It's the one with Joaquin Phoenix, the one... I'm Not Here! Is that it?
Yeah.
Isn't he in that?
That weird documentary? He directed it, I think.
Did he?
Yeah, he directed it.
Is that what it's called, I'm Not Here?
Something like that.
So that's
maybe not. I'm Still Here.
I'm Still Here.
Yeah, shut
I'm
up,
still
audience.
Not here.
That's an amazing film.
I think it's
a masterpiece,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one where he was accused of sexually harassing all those
yes,
women?
Yes,
it's
it is.
Still a masterpiece. And a masterpiece is a masterpiece. I mean, oh, please.
But did that translate to box office, that sexual harassment?
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's the question.
I mean,
everybody.
A masterpiece can get away with a lot of sexual harassment.
Well, that's what the movie's about.
Sorry. It really is.
Movie's like, about sexual
like,
harassment.
Like Joaquin goes around and harasses people?
Well, the whole movie is them doing drugs and having sex with like skanky women and et cetera. And it's just, it's all realistic. And it's very difficult to tell what's real and what's not. And it's a fascinating movie.
It's like college.
It's a lot like, it's like a keg party at college. Yeah.
They both came back.
It's nicely. A movie. I'm just talking about the movie.
He wasn't in it. He didn't make it.
I didn't make it.
He's not Casey Affleck.
I didn't, people. No, it's a movie. I mean, we're not going to like anything anymore.
I imagine a lot of people confuse you for Casey Affleck often.
But it's fun also that Scott thinks that this weird thing that none of us know anything about
huge box office.
Is in his top three.
No, I knew you
of all time.
It's the only one I could think of.
His number one, of course, is Ocean's 11. He's part of the 11 dudes in the Ocean's movies. And then coming in at what's happening? Why are you saying things out loud? Please do not say answers or any idea. Just don't say anything. Don't talk for the rest of the show. Thanks. Number two was Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
So Ken picked up 2 points for that one. And then his number three movie, there's no reason for anybody to know this, American Pie 2.
What?
Yeah, I had no idea that Casey put his dick in any of those pies.
Wow.
I didn't know he had anything to do with any of the pie movies. But
he's in the Shannon Elizabeth role.
Because the pie apparently, didn't sue him.
Yeah.
That's where he started.
All right, so Ken is in the lead on this game, and we got more games, so you know, don't worry about it.
What? Way to undermine my win, Doug.
Ken, okay, I'll rephrase. Ken is unstoppable, and good luck. The next actor on my list tonight for adjusted for inflation is Andrew Garfield. Yes, and that Andrew is not the first name of the cat. This is the actor Andrew Garfield, currently nominated for Best Actor Oscar. Can you think of a movie that he's been in, Melissa?
Nope.
Can you picture him? Or you have no idea who Andrew Garfield is?
I have no idea who he is.
Interesting.
I'm sure if I saw his face, I would know. But
all right,
we're
gonna come. Here's what we're gonna do.
He's the Emma Stone of male actors.
When you hear,
all right, come on, that's no movie star.
Do you know who Ben Schwartz is?
Yes. Does he look like him?
He's basically Ben Schwartz in Andrew Garfield's body.
Okay.
But let's start with Ken, and we'll come back to you because you might think of something. Ken, what do you think?
I also kind of don't know who he is, but. But isn't he in Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
What's it called?
Spider-Man? Amazing Spider-Man?
Okay. Scott?
The Mel Gibson movie, Hacksaw Ridge, is that what it's called?
That's his. It's out now, and he's nominated for Best Actor, but that wouldn't be in his top three because it just came
out. Hacksaw Ridge Duggan.
Is he in Steve Jobs?
Hacksaw Ridge isn't in his top three because it just came out, and Jews.
What'd you say, Steve Jobs?
He wasn't he in a movie about an autistic person?
Every movie he's in.
Wasn't he? Because he seems like he's somewhere in the spectrum. Come on.
He is a little.
A little bit, right? Yeah. You guys can, you understand. He does.
Hey, Scott, I think I might want you to be on every episode of this show from now on.
He's a little. Come on. He's a little.
Yeah. He's working for the new Time Warner.
This show needs a controversial voice.
A little.
Scott's like a modern-day Morton Downey Jr.
All right, so did that help you to think of who he is?
Was he in my Big Fat Greek Wedding?
No. That's Thea Vardalos.
Also a little bit on the spectrum.
A little bit. Yeah. But she's Canadian, so I don't mention that. Yeah.
I don't know.
To
get me
play Greek or on the spectrum.
Ben Schwartz.
We ignore that.
I don't know.
All right, well... Coming in number three, I think he was nominated for his first Academy Award for this,
what?
The Social Network.
See, I told you.
Okay. Yeah.
It was about an autistic person.
Yeah, the No Social Skills Network.
Yeah, we had the other one.
Eduardo Sanchez was a pretty regular guy. He wasn't on the spectrum, I don't think. Zuckerberg was more spectrum-y, but...
Oh, he didn't play him, did he? Oh, okay.
No, yeah, he was his friend, Eduardo.
But he was adjacent,
Eduardo Sanchez.
Autistic adjacent.
Yeah.
But his number two was The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
There we go. Two?
Yeah, and number one... Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Is Emma Stone Mary Jane in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was, right. Oh,
she was the girl in
both.
Well,
then there you go. Well, that's done.
Wait, is she
those
Gwen
two.
Stacy or Mary Jane? Isn't she blonde as Gwen Stacy in it?
Yeah.
Did she get killed in the movies? I haven't seen them.
Killed? Awesome. She does? In the second
she
one,
gets
she gets killed,
killed in part two?
Spoiler.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Green Goblin snaps her neck? No, Spider-Man does, trying to save her. Fuck her.
He kills her? Yeah. By mistake?
Yeah. It's the plot from Amazing Spider-Man 97. Yep.
What?
96, 97? Yeah.
I'm grateful for, I am not big on reboots, but I'm thrilled that Spider-Man's getting a fresh start.
He looks great in that Civil War.
That kid Tom Holland did a great job.
It's perfect. Yeah. That's the first time I've seen Spider-Man actually in a movie. Like the other ones, I was kind of like, eh.
Yeah, it was a good one. Let's play one more round of this, even though Ken's running away with it.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
But I think Scott has a chance. Everyone has a chance to catch up.
I don't have a chance.
Because we're going to do Ryan Gosling.
Oh. Ooh. Okay, I know what that would be.
Ooh.
Melissa, name a Ryan Gosling movie.
Well, it's got to be The Notebook.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Ken?
Drive.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that movie had a question mark at the end.
They cut it.
And Scott?
I know it's not Wise Guys because no one saw that.
Nice Guys.
Nice Guy. is it the one with Michelle Williams where they're the couple?
Oh, that was good. Blue Valentine.
Blue Valentine.
Blue Valentine.
Is that the same movie as Manchester by the Sea?
Did they lose their kids in that too?
No.
I don't know.
No. They do?
No.
No. They have
a kid in Blue Valentine, but they don't lose it. I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Blue Valentine is just like they're having a let's see which one of us could be more irritating.
They are irritating.
Through the whole movie. Yeah. They're very irritating characters. I like them better in other things.
But it wasn't a hit, was it?
So that's what you're going with for his top three of all time?
No, I know I'm wrong.
He's gotta be in some like teeny movie, like for teeny boppers.
I'm gonna go when he was on. Didn't he used to be on Mickey Mouse Club?
Yeah, let's go with
Mickey Mouse Club. The
movie. You think his top three movies might include
Mickey Mouse Club?
He was on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, Wednesday was Anything Can Happen Day, and one week it was a movie.
Yeah, that was.
Anything could happen. Number three for Mr. Ryan Gosling was La La Land.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, that's how fast that movie's made La La a lot of money. It's made $106 million already.
I didn't think he'd be allowed to say something that was this year.
He's in a lot of movies that don't do much action. Like, he's one of the bigger movie stars that hasn't been in too many huge hits.
And he's never been in a superhero movie, has he?
I don't think so.
I don't think.
He didn't have to do that.
No.
Like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. What do you mean Ryan Reynolds had to do that?
He did. That Deadpool is the best superhero movie ever, right? I'm just saying, but it did make him a star again.
No, I have
said this. And he did have to do it. He did have to.
I've said this on the show, Scott. Ryan Reynolds has been in a ton of shitty movies.
Yeah, ton.
But Deadpool has made him retroactively perfect to me.
I totally agree.
I could watch anything he's in go, but that's Deadpool, and like him. I think it's great.
I love that when he gets pegged, for God's sake. I mean, come on. He gets pegged. I mean, he does. He grimaces.
Don't spoil the twist. That's the end of the movie.
But you know what he does in that movie? He actually calls out the kids in the hall name when he's in trouble.
Nice.
He's like, Mark, Scott, Dave, save me. It's amazing. It's my favorite.
And did you?
No.
We've already discussed this on my other podcast.
Did we?
Getting Doug with High.
I'm obsessed with
it. We were high at the time, you might recall. But
I am obsessed with that.
But that's so funny because... Say it. Which three names do you know?
Well,
for
I'm
sure?
One of them. I don't know who it was.
It's just Scott.
Know for
three
sure
times.
Which three names it is? So I keep trying to think of like, well, what other three people could he be referring to that aren't the kids in hall? But it is pretty specific.
It's us.
Yeah.
It's Scott, Dave, and Mark.
Could that be hockey players?
No, Bruce. Bruce would be very.
Could have been Bruce.
Bruce is how many Bruces are there?
A lot.
Four.
Willis.
What? Bruce isn't a big name anymore.
What else? No. Willis.
Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis? Bruce McCullough?
Bruce
we're done.
Dern? Bruce Springsteen? Come on.
Oh, Springsteen, you're right.
Yeah. Right. Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Valanche?
That's it. I'm
the biggest.
That's it. I'm changing my name to Bruce. Yep.
Bruce Lee?
You can call me Bruce.
Brewster? Yep.
Brewster's Millions. All right. Stop it, audience.
What would Brewster's Millions be now, adjusted for inflation?
I don't know. Brewster's fucking kill yourself.
Brewster's Millions.
Yeah, I guess that covers it. It's kind of nondescript.
Number two for Ryan Gosling, The Notebook.
Shit.
You got points.
Oh, I got points?
Yeah, you just said shit.
Number one?
Shit,
I got
points. Yeah, you're on the board with 2 points, but that's not going to be enough to catch up to Ken.
It will be. I'll fail.
Because what was yours was Drive?
Drive.
Drive didn't make the top. It didn't even make the top four. Number four is Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, no.
Crazy
Stupid Love.
Where that Emma Stone, where that chemistry was first discovered.
Yeah.
She's in that?
Yeah.
She's real in it.
He lifts her up Patrick Swayze style, Dirty Dancing style. He lifts her up. It's very, very cute scene.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Missed that.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know what is happening, but stop saying things from the audience area.
You want a cricket on you? Because that'll shut you right up.
And number one for Ryan Gosling, and this one threw me for a loop because I didn't remember. Remember the Titans.
Ooh.
You're kidding me.
People are shocked.
Yeah.
Wow.
He must have been like one of the football players or something, but I haven't seen that movie in a minute, so I don't know.
I hate that movie.
Really?
Oh, it's such a schmaltzy bullshit movie.
Is it a Boston thing?
No, it's just like, oh, the team, we could shut up. Really? Just watch Rudy 40 times instead. Or Radio. And then just get drunk.
Yeah, just pick any movie begins with R and just watch
it. The same movie.
A bunch of times.
And it was so silly. It was like a Highway to Heaven movie.
Oh. You mean the TV show?
I didn't know
show?
Everybody loved Remember the Titans.
No, they do. It's Ryan Gosling's number one movie.
Yes.
Wow, this audience loves it.
And guess where it falls? I just happen to have the information right here. Guess where it falls on Denzel Washington's top three?
Eight. It's got to be his number two.
It's number two.
Yeah.
Number
really?
Two.
What's what
yeah, number one is The Pelican Brief.
Oh.
What?
Because of that powerhouse combo of him and Julia Roberts.
Okay.
That's his biggest film?
Yeah, adjusted for inflation, but it did very well at the time. And his number three is Crimson Tide.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I'll let that go.
Yeah. So his success is built on a sea of white people.
And a crimson tide.
You know, yeah.
Wounded white people. Yeah. That would be.
Telling me virtuosity.
Attacked by a shark in the shallows. That would be crimson. Okay, people.
So Ken won that game, everybody.
Ken. Woo!
Oh, yeah. I thought I lost that round. I was like, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't. You killed it. But we got one more game to play.
Ooh.
And it's a little something that I call Last Man Stanton. In this game, we are going to get from a pre-selected audience member a name of an actor and actress, and we're going to take turns saying names of movies that that person's been in. And if you can't think of one, you're out. But you get one lifeline. One time you can go to Emma Legally Blonde or Cameron Cigarettes.
Or Sex Ed.
Or Sex Ed. You can go to them once. Your person whose name tag you chose, if you can't think of an answer. I recommend using your lifeline early, but that's just, you know.
It's your professional experience.
Just a pro tip. Where is a person?
Is it 60 Minutes, Crickets?
What?
That cricket just all of a sudden started sounding like a ticking clock out of nowhere.
Well, because we are running out of time.
Yeah.
And by that I mean under a Trump administration.
That's true.
We're all running out of time. But I swear, I saw somebody that suggested an idea for Last Man Stanton today on my Twitter, and then I didn't write it down. So, just be honest, if you tweeted at me today that you had a good name, what's your name, dude?
Bottom of Q is my Twitter handle.
Your Twitter handle is called Bottom of Q?
Yes.
Like a Q, like a Netflix Q?
Yeah.
All right.
What Q? Like a line?
Yeah.
The end of the
like
line?
A, like a Q, yeah.
Ken Sorry. Just explained to Scott what a Q is. Well,
I know what a Q is.
Or he just confirmed for him what it is. Yeah.
No, we had a sidebar and
we had a line. A line, yeah.
Yeah.
For a while, I had a Tumblr where I reviewed, I made a point to watch the movies at the bottom of my Netflix queue. And
oh.
Tumblr.
So, all right. Well, let me rephrase that for the listeners.
That is a really good bottom of queue impression. It sounded just like him. Yeah.
No, he said that he has a Tumblr, and in bottom of the queue means like you would write about movies. You'd go out of your way to watch the movies at the bottom of your queue.
Yeah,
yeah, which is like, yeah, that's just gross.
But it was still
it's
movies
at the bottom of your queue for a reason, because you're like, oh, maybe I'll watch that someday.
But it's still movies you picked, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes you just get like a, you know, too many of them, and it gets overwhelming. And I swear, like, if Netflix was like 10 movies a month, I'd be more into it. Like, there's too much choice, is what I'm saying. I spend too much time just scrolling. I'll just scroll through shit for an hour and go, no time to watch any of it.
I got a good news for you, Doug. Trump just signed an executive order that Netflix is only
what?
10 movies a month now.
He did it?
Yeah.
I bet you one of those movies is Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2. Has to be two of the movies.
No, yep. Two of them?
You got to bookend the month.
Two out of 10?
Yep. Got to start and end every month with Home Alone 2.
It just gets worse with every minute. Like, has anybody checked their phones? What has he done? All right, so...
Just going to go outside and there's the Statue of Liberty crumbled in front of the building. How did it get all the way here?
Oh, no, the Ghostbusters are walking off with the Statue of Liberty again. Nobody cares. All right, so bottom of queue. What's your real first name?
Justin?
Yes.
All
right, thanks, Justin. He says Winona Ryder.
Oh, thank you, Justin.
The films, you're Winona Ryder?
Oh, I was
nut.
A lonely teenager. I love her.
Wow, it's like you're declaring victory already.
I already won, even if I didn't win. I'm the luckiest man alive.
I think I can do all right on Winona Ryder, so I'll give it a whirl.
I'd love to hear that that clip out of context.
She didn't win last night at the SAG Awards, though, did she?
No.
She didn't win a Saggy?
No, but she had a great face.
Oh, yeah, because it was a gift today, right? Yeah. Of the faces she was making? Oh, she did win as part of the ensemble of Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they didn't exclude her. When they exclude her.
Everyone but Winona Ryder won this award.
Just the kids and the sheriff.
Yeah.
You've had
sit
your
sit down, chance. Light lady.
She's like the log lady, but the light lady.
Yeah.
All right, so I wrote it down just to make it official, Winona Ryder. And we'll start with Ken. And which way were we going before? We're going. Oh, so we'll go to Melissa, and then me, and then Scott.
Oh, fuck!
You think four in? You're going to be dead in the water.
I only have two. So
okay. Well, then we might not say them. I'll say an obscure one just to try to help you out.
Okay.
All right, Ken. What do you got?
Girl Interrupted.
Oh, good.
Yes, of course.
I'm screwed.
Girl Interrupted. Melissa.
A Beetlejuice.
Oh, good.
Do you want to say it three times?
No, thanks.
We do not want that guy showing up.
No.
I saw. I see enough of that guy when I go to Foot Locker.
Universal lays off Beetlejuice and he works at Foot Locker because he already has a uniform.
You got the outfit.
The movie to Foot Locker. Old timey prisoner.
All right, I'm gonna drop all the way back. I'm going as far back as possible. Well, maybe not, but close. Mermaids.
Oh, fuck you!
I watched them.
I'm sorry that I took the Cher movie from the gay guy. Apologies.
What made you think that was an obscure movie to me?
I saw them film that. They filmed in Massachusetts, and I went and peeped on her like
he took the Cher movie.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it back. I'll take it back.
Why doesn't Trump do an executive order on that?
I'm not gonna.
The straight guy can't take the Cher movie.
I'm taking it back. I'll change mine.
Then you'll take my other one.
No, maybe
you
not.
Make it worse. I'll take it back and I'll take two movies from you.
I'm changing. But then I'm changing mine to Lucas.
Oh, that's a good.
Oh,
one.
I love Lucas. Yeah. So I can say Mermaids.
Okay, Mermaids.
No, I was gonna Breakfast Club. Is she in that?
Just stand firm on Mermaids.
Stick with Mermaids.
She's Ken? Not in Breakfast Club. Oh. No.
Well, wait until your
Molly
next
Ringwald,
turn.
Is that Emma
Sheedy,
Stone?
Ally Sheedy. Yeah, it's Emma Stone.
Is that Emma Stone? Fuck, she's aging.
Emma Stone plays Bender.
Oh, my God. He only knew two Winona Ryder movies.
Am I
Winona
out?
Winona Ryder movies, and they were Mermaids and Breakfast Club.
No, I don't want to. Am I out, though? Am I out?
No, you're fine. Yeah. You said Mermaids.
You got Mermaids.
And you still have your lifeline.
I don't think the other one's. I think the one in my head Ken. Is not her either.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
That's a fun one. Melissa?
Now, was she in What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Ow!
That's Johnny Depp.
I love how Scott.
Wait a second, is she not in Gilbert Grape?
No, she's not in Gilbert
Grape. For sure, she was in Gilbert Grape. Oh, she's in Gilbert
Didn't
Grape.
Did she play the mother?
She's the girl. Bryce,
no,
the girl.
She's not in Gilbert Grape.
She's not in Gilbert
Grape. Who's the girl?
Juliet Lewis.
Juliet Lewis, and stop it.
Oh, Juliet Lewis. Okay, that makes sense.
I was certain it was Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, right.
Gilbert Grape and Breakfast Club.
I got
Club.
It.
That's what she's known for.
All right, so do you want to use your lifeline?
I have to. All
right.
Emily Blonde,
where are you? Oh, there she is.
Mr. Deeds?
She's saying Mr. Deeds. Mr. Deeds is right.
Thank you.
She's indeed in Mr. Deeds.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, you got one. All right. My next Winona Ryder is going to be, I'm going to go with Heathers.
Heather. Oh, that's a good one.
Damn. My favorite.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Scott?
I'm going to say...
She's not in Pretty in Pink.
What? Oh, damn. Okay, wait. I'm going to say the security cam footage when she was caught shoplifting.
That counts.
I feel like I have to accept it.
I think you do. think you do. That was the bomb that ruined her career, right? So
until she came back.
Until she came back.
Won an ensemble award.
With about 100 new expressions.
Yeah. All at the same time.
They seemed a bit spectrum-y, didn't they?
Yeah. Her uncle, her godfather, was Timothy Leary, so there might have been some damage to the chromosomes.
Her godfather?
Yeah.
But there's no
blood. Does it? Isn't that the one that had sex with the mother to make the baby?
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah, the godfather.
She was an Immaculate Conception. I don't know if people know that.
Yeah, that's
about
what
Winona Ryder.
That's Jesus.
Yeah. I really like her.
You do really like her.
I like her.
Is it your turn, Ken?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Reality Bites.
Yes, of course. Reality Bites. Anything more, Melissa, before we say lights out?
She wasn't in,
JFK's always fun to guess.
She's not in Natural Born Killers, is she?
That's Juliette Lewis again.
Juliette Lewis again. Yep. If only we were playing Juliette Lewis, you'd be killing it.
Did people
you'd
ever
be all, Cape here.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm out. Right. I'm
but
out.
You did a great job here tonight, I think. to you I say, welcome home, Roxy Carmichael.
Oh, that was what I was sitting on.
Jeez.
Yeah. Man. It's a tough one. Scott?
I'm just going to say another Cher movie. Mask? Was she in Mask?
Yeah, she played Rocky Dennis.
There we go.
A lot of people think that's Eric Stoltz, but...
was it...
It's really
you
Winona.
Say, what was I supposed to say? 10?
The 10, right? Isn't she in the 10?
She's in the 10?
Yeah.
Wait, you told him to say that?
Yeah. No.
No. Yeah, we cheated.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So you're saying the 10?
Yeah, should I? The what was it?
Oh, has he used the 10?
Black Lion.
Has he used his lifeline already?
No.
Oh, I'm going to use my lifeline.
All right. Well, okay. I was going to accept the 10, but... Go ahead and use your lifeline.
Lifeline.
Edward Scissorhands, he says.
I'm going to say Edward Scissorhands.
Was she in that?
Yeah.
I'm asking Scott.
Yeah, yeah, Edward Scissorhands. It's her greatest.
What's she playing that?
She played. She's the girl. She's the.
She's like.
She's
a girl.
The Tupperware saleswoman, right?
That's Vincent Price.
Oh, she's the other weirdo. She's the weirdo, right?
She's what?
She's got a scissor fetish. Which they used to call. That's what a lesbian used to be called.
That was just
that movie was ahead of its time because Edward Scissorhands should have fell in love with a girl.
Scissor.
What's happening? What are you're talking to him right now?
He liked.
What's happening?
I don't know.
He just really liked lesbians, and it took him a minute to realize it. Wait a minute! I love lesbians. Yeah.
But can I say? Can I ask something? I know it wasn't wrong. What is the 10? It's
just the 10 was.
The 10 is the David Wayne movie with a lot of the guys from the state,
yeah,
and Paul Rudd
sins.
Is in it. And it's the 10 deadly sins. It's 10 different kind of sketch scenes.
Oh. And she has sex with a ventriloquist dummy in it.
Yeah.
Is that one of the 10 deadly sins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the deleted sins.
Yeah. You're not supposed to put anything in yourself that's wooden.
Yep.
Oh.
Made out of wood.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We learned that first with Pinocchio.
Yep.
And then Edgar Bergen.
Edgar later. Bergen.
And Candace.
Ken, I think it's your turn.
Okay.
The Crucible. In this game, I like to call foregone conclusion.
You're the only
fucking
one.
Crucible, really?
Yeah. You're the only one who believes in me, Doug.
I really do believe in you. I don't think I can beat you when it comes to.
You really love her.
I love Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
So you're thrilled by Stranger Things.
I loved it, even though she was dowdy in
She's
it.
She's terrible in it.
She
though.
Wasn't really that good in it.
Yeah. She's pretty bad in it.
I didn't get. Everyone said she was great.
I think
but
there's
I didn't.
A quality to the way she speaks that sounds like bad acting, but I think
she's frazzled in it, and she's supposed to be. So I guess
she's
I
over
think
the
she's
top
good.
In everything she does in that movie.
Well, because she's you know her child is missing the entire time.
She should have got a babysitter like Emma Stone to watch him.
It's just. It's, But you love her, and you think she was overrated.
I think she's good. She's been much better in other things, but it was nice to see her in something recent that did well.
Yeah, she was a refreshing child actress because she had like a there was an edge to her. Like obviously, yeah. like in Beetlejuice, she was sort of a little goth kid, you know.
Even in Lucas, she was kind of a weirdo.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What was the character in Welcome Home, Roxy Carmichael? Dinky something? Her name was Dinky?
Dinky Doo?
Oh, yeah. She wasn't actually Roxy Carmichael.
Yeah, she pretended Roxy Carmichael was her mother, who was this famous actress who was coming back to town, but it really wasn't. And her name is like Dinky Dixie. That's like her character's name.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I picked the Crucible.
Yeah, you did. Good job.
Thank you.
Now it's my turn. Is Scott still in this?
Yeah,
yeah he is. He's still in it. Okay. I know exactly of a movie that she was in, but I cannot think of what the fuck it was called. And I want to say that it's The...
Something
yeah,
like that.
Is right. Yeah, I can't come up with it. So Scott, it's back to you. I'm out.
I'm Ben Hur. I really.
I threw it out there and he got it.
Yeah, I remember that really scene where they're in the Colosseum and they're in the chariots and she's out there with Christmas lights on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, she's not in Ben Hur. So,
Little Women?
Wow.
Oh, you
really can go deep. How much further can you go?
I'm almost out. I think that's everything I got. I'm trying to think of a 90s.
What's the one with Vince Vaughn and Kevin James?
Oh,
I want to say The Secret, but that's not it.
It's not Clay Pigeons.
No.
What?
No, the one where she's, Kevin James sees her fucking around on Vince Vaughn and he can't.
I can't think of the name of that one.
Right?
I can't think of the name of the horror movie one either where like her kid's possessed. It's like late 90s. It came out around the same time as the one where Patricia Arquette gets stigmata, called Stigmata.
The Exorcist?
It's not The Exorcist. It's like Lost Souls or something like that.
Oh, that sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds approximate.
There's that one and then...
But nobody knows the Vince Vaughn thing?
Dilemma.
God damn it. Because it's a dilemma. Do I tell my best friend that I saw his wife cheating on him?
And, or do I not tell him?
Yeah, and he doesn't tell him because he's a fat piece of shit.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to tell him, but I'm too busy eating. And that's the whole rest of the movie.
I got to have pizza and watch the mall.
Yep.
Because it was Paul Blart. It was the same character.
Yep.
So Ken Reed's our winner, everybody.
Thank you.
That means that... Special sex ed is...
You won, sex ed.
Gets all the stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are you... No you one's
wanna,
excited about that?
Do you want to come... Do you want to come get it, Ed?
I get all three things?
Yeah, he gets everything. Okay. And this wonderful plastic tote bin from Target.
Are you excited about winning all these TV guides?
I'm taking it all the way back to Florida.
He's going all the way back to Florida.
Are you driving?
Oh,
jeez.
That's going to be a real travel issue.
It's
going to
be tough.
Does everyone in the audience want a TV guide when they leave?
Yeah.
All right, maybe we'll just stick this by the door and everyone has to take them before they leave or they can't leave. But you get first choice. Well, thank you. And you have the shirts and everything else. That's small. Yeah. I don't know if that'll fit him. He's big. He's a big boy. There you are.
Thanks a lot. All right, appreciate it.
Congratulations. Wait. What just happened? So he doesn't want it?
He's going to Florida, and he's flying, and he can't bring it, which is why...
So he's not taking it?
No, so I guess, like...
I've got a really fun idea.
Okay.
Let's throw them at the audience.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, God.
What? No, I mean, not overhand.
Oh, okay.
It's like very gently.
Okay. Like, who wants a TV guide?
This is like the weirdest Oprah ever.
A TV guide for you, and a TV guide for you. Yeah, there's plenty for everybody.
Yeah,
planes really fly nice, I think. But let's leave the box up here after the show and just come get TV guides, as many as you want. We'll share. Sex Ed is sharing with everybody, like Sex Ed should.
But when you take one, you have to say thanks, Sex Ed.
Thank you, Sex Ed, for all of that. And thank you to you guys for being here. Scott Thompson, what...
Thank you.
What do you got going on that people can see you doing these days?
I'm doing stand-up here and there, and I'm going to be on Guy Branum's show on Wednesday, a talk show, the game show. And I have a series coming out on Crave TV called What Would Sal Do? Where I play a priest. Interesting. It's about the second coming of Christ. Serious. It's just a serious part.
All right. That's cool. And you recently did, as I mentioned earlier, Getting Dug with High. So if people want to hear us have that same conversation we had on this show.
I'm obsessed with that.
Over on that other one. Check that out on YouTube in the archives. And thanks for being here, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got a... you're looking at that TV guide? What's going on
with
your TV guide?
Well, I'm keeping this myself. It's Dallas versus Dynasty.
Wow. Those two had quite a feud for a while. Yeah.
So remember, this country has been in civil war before.
Yeah.
So
we lost a lot of good people.
You did. You'll get over it.
Ken Reed, what's going on with you?
Fly back to Boston this week. I'll be on the old school game show at the Wilbur Theater on Saturday the 4th, if people are around in the Boston area. And
yeah,
then I'm
that's
around.
Cool.
So why are you talking over there?
Yeah.
Such a small crowd.
It really is.
Talking out loud is distracting.
It's four people.
And we're all on stage.
And what's your Twitter thing?
I'm at Kenneth W. Reed, or the podcast is at TV Guidance.
All right, cool. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Melissa Stetton, what's going on with you?
Not a whole lot.
Pistol Shrimp?
Yeah. If you
playing against Aubrey Plaza's stupid team.
Yeah. Our season starts April. It's every Tuesday night.
I got to come to a game.
It's real fun.
Tuesday night's over in the...
Usually at Pan Pacific.
Yeah. Fairfax District.
Yeah.
And Pan Pacific, the outside of it looks like Xanadu.
Exactly.
Because that's where they shot Xanadu.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I would love to come see a game.
Follow the Pistol Shrimps on Twitter.
Pistol Shrimps has a Twitter account that's just straight up Pistol Shrimps?
Yep. And the movie's on CISO. And if you sign up for CISO, you get a month free. Then you can just cancel afterwards. You can
Right? Go to SEESO.
It's a really good documentary.
And put in the code DLM for one free month. And then watch the shit out of Pistol Shrimps. And then do whatever you want. She says cancel it if you want. I say maybe keep it.
There's a lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah. You can go either way with it. But it's so funny that you said that because they're a sponsor of this episode of the show.
Okay.
So that's
they
why,
were
so that's
a
why.
Sponsor of this episode of the show.
I have a subscription.
Emma Stone stuffed that together, that deal.
I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Tampa, Florida on Wednesday, March 1st. So bring your name tags to that because we'll play a little Last Man Stand with audience members. And one more round of applause for all of my guests. Scott Thompson, Kenneth Reed,
thank
and
you.
Melissa Stetton. And as always, cancer is a shithead, and cigarettes are a shithead. I burned him good, didn't I? Now shut the fuck up! This audience is talking the whole time. I'm gonna never do a show here again. People that wear weightlifting gloves to the gym are shitheads. Now it's time for Making Fun with Andrew Coffey. As a world is doing now is making coffee. There's no room in his heart for you, because love.